Jai Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Namasheshtam Manamapi Sachi Putram Matra Swarupam Rupam Dasya Grajam Rupurim Maturim Ghostavatim Radha Kundam Girivaram Mahoradika Madhavasam Prapto yasya patita kripaya Shigurum tam natosmi Vancha kovadarubhischa Kripa sindhu vyayevacha Patitanam bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mother Sushila, can you take my phone? It's your husband. Can you give this to her? Right here, behind you. Or you can give it to Krishna. Oh, Krishna Kun's not here. So, as we're sitting here with so many elevated Vaishnavas, I am trying to remember something about my position and what we're doing. We should always try to be grounded in reality and not live in a fantasy, however appealing it may seem to be. We're not qualified to speak Krishna Katha. We're not qualified to take people to these places. We're here with so many senior devotees, and Dhanadhar Maharaj especially, and Gunagrahi Maharaj, and Mahatma Prabhu, and Jagadatma Prabhu, and so many other senior Prabhupada disciples and devotees. We're trying to do some service. And this is a very important principle for our bhakti. Even though we're not qualified to do something, we can do it with conviction and with peace of mind that I'm supposed to do this. This is my service. But we should not forget our position. If we forget that, then we're in big trouble. And we may start thinking, actually, here I am sitting here in front of Dhanadhar Maharaj speaking, and it's a very, very poisonous thing to drink from. So we want to do some service to the pleasure of the devotees as a Sangha. We'll say a little something more, I think, about that tonight also. So we wanted to say just some few brief words about this place. There's many, many stories here which would take us a long time. We're just going to touch on a few things a little briefly. There are stories about this place from the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They say that Mahaprabhu came here every day to chant his Gayatri. We were suggesting the devotees that we come here for Gayatri, but devotees were doing theirs. Anyway, very close. And there's stories about this place from the time of Jesus Christ. According to the Madhula Panji, which is the scripture of the Jagannath Mandir, at the time of Christ, Christ was staying here at Sweta Ganga. I don't know if that's true or not. It was before my time. But that's what's said in the Madhula Panji. Also in the Skanda Purana, this place is described. This is one of the Pancha places that take Pancha Snan in Jagannath Puri. This and Markandeya Sarovar, Indradyumna Sarovar, Sweta Ganga, the ocean, Narendra Sarovar. These are five different sacred tanks which the pilgrims, when they come to Jagannath Puri, traditionally they take bath in. So there's a very wonderful story about this place. They say that in Treta Yuga there was a king whose name was Sweta, and as Sweta Raj, he was very fond of cooking for Lord Jagannath, and he was becoming a little proud. He thought, just see, Jagannath's personally taking what I cook for him. So Krishna's very, very kind. He takes away the pride of his devotees. So by Krishna's mercy, by Jagannath's mercy, one day when the king came there to offer his things that he'd cooked to Jagannath, he saw there was a big queue. There's so many other people ahead of him who are also offering the Lord Jagannath, but these are not ordinary people. Their feet were not touching the ground. They were demigods. And Svetaraj saw, oh.
Battery is low.
Okay, am I supposed to tell everybody that?
You can come closer.
If everybody can come closer, the battery is going to die on this thing. So we can. I have a big mouth, we can talk a little loud.
Yeah, you hardly can hear.
Yeah. So, come close. Please come close. So Svetaraj, he felt a little discouraged. He thought, what is the value of my service? What can I do? When the demigods, they're coming and personally cooking for the Lord. Who am I? This is such a nice thing. If we could all always stay in that mentality of seeing and understanding that our service is very, very insignificant. We might think, yes, don't you know, we just made a book. But we should understand, what is the quality of the books in the heavenly planets? What is the quality of the books if Induleka or Chitrasakhi, they write some book for Krishna's pleasure? That's the real standard. Who are we? We should always consider ourselves very, very humble and low. And then we can properly execute devotional service. So Svetaraj was a little discouraged. And then one day he came and he saw that Lakshmi Devi had taken his bhoga that he had personally cooked, and Lakshmi Devi was personally offering it to Jagannath. So he felt a little more encouraged by that. And Jagannath was pleased with him. Jagannath told him that in the place known as the Mukti Khetra, they say Khetra here in Jagannath Puri. In Vrindavan you'll say Chaitra, but we're here in Puri, so we say Khetra. There in the Mukti Khetra, between the Jagannath Mandir and the ocean, that place of liberation, you'll be famous as the king of Sweta Ganga. That's one story. Another story is there that when Agni ate the Khandava forest. You may know that story is there in the Bhagavatam. He ate the Khandava forest, that big forest. He's Agni. Agni's the god of fire. And fire god likes to eat forests. So he ate that whole forest. And after he ate it, he got a stomach ache. If you ate a forest, you'd also get a stomach ache. So he got a little stomach ache. So Svetaraj wanted to help him. So one story is that he did some yajna here in this place for his benefit. And they say there's four different wells in each of the corners of Sweta Ganga. You can see two of them today, one in the corner over there and one here. Those four wells were full of ghee. And Svetaraj was offering that ghee into the fire. But there's an older story than that. In Satya Yuga, it's said that when Lord Brahma came, he did the deity installation, the prana pratishta of Lord Jagannath. He performed a fire yajna. A Jagannath's a very important deity. It was a very big fire yajna. That fire was so big, when the yajna was over, it looked like the fire was going to destroy the whole universe. And Lord Brahma couldn't put it out. So he called for Ganga Devi to come. And Ganga Devi appeared here in this place and put out that fire. So this is a place of Ganga Devi. This is a place of yajna. And that king inside the temple here, there's a deity of Lord Shiva who's known as Svetaraj. And there's a deity of Krishna who's known as Matsya Madhav. And he's a deity who's worshipped by Lord Shiva or Svetaraj here in this place. So many different stories happen here in this place. Every year here on the Magh Mela, they have a special festival. We can see in the center of the lake is Ganga Devi. The water's very low right now. This is the lowest I've ever seen it, actually. You're very fortunate. We can take some of this water and put it on our head. This is Ganga Devi. And this is water with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they say, was taking bath every day and chanting his Gayatri Mantra. There's another story I forgot. They tell here at this place also. It's a long story. I'll just tell very shortly. But they say that there was one Panda once who came here and he took bath. He was having little family problems. His wife was complaining and shouting at him sometimes and things. But anyway, he took bath and went down into the water. And when he came up out of the water, everything was different. He was in the Ganga at Navadweep. Everything had changed. And he came out of the water. What is this? And then he saw some beautiful woman there. Hey, how are you doing? And they ended up getting married. And he had some children. He lived there for such a long time. And then, it's a long story. One day, he was taking bath again in the Ganga there in Navadvip. And again, he went under the water. And when he came back up, he was back here in Jagannath Puri. So Sachi Mata in Chaitanya Charitamrita, she told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nila Chali Navadvipi Jai Duigar, that Navadvip and Jagannath Puri are two rooms in the same house. And this story illustrates that point. There's a little more to this story, but it's a long story. We won't go in that direction so much. So while we're here, we should take some water from the sacred place and sprinkle on our head. And afterwards, we're going to walk back, chant japa. It's described that even now, here in Jagannath Puri Dham, there's a nice verse, which I'm trying to find my notebook for. It's described in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat that Adyapiya Chaitanya e Shabalila Kori Jakone Jahari Kori Drishtiyari Kori. That even now, right this very moment, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is right here chanting his Gayatri, taking his bath. Even right now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of his associates are doing their pastimes. And those personalities who are very, very fortunate, they can see it. So that's why we want to have this yatra. If even one of you, one day, can see Gaura Lila here in this place, then all of our endeavors are certainly very fruitful. We hope that thing may come to all of us. So after we sprinkle a little water on our head, we'll remember Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat, it said that he walked all over Jagannath Puri, chanting japa. And he would go behind one devotee who would walk in front of him with a tulsi plant. So he's still walking around today in Jagannath Puri, chanting his japa. And someone's going ahead of him with some tulsi plant. And if we're very fortunate, we might see that. So after we sprinkle a little water on our head, for those of you who want to come back with us, we're going to walk back chanting japa through some of the streets. It'll take about 20 minutes to walk back. Or if you'd like to get a rickshaw, you can ask one of the Indian devotees to help you and tell them Gajapati Hotel. It's probably, I don't know, 20 rupees or so for a bicycle rickshaw to go back that way. Okay? Maharaj, anything else? Yes. Okay. So this evening at 4:30, Maharaj asked us to tell a very special story about the first Rath Yatra and why Jagannath has this very mysterious form. And you may have known that. You may know that story of three logs of wood. We'll also include a few other things that you might not have heard before also. Shri Shweta Ganga Ke, Shri Mati Ganga Mata Goswamini Ki, Shri Madhujara Saganaiti Murti Mahabha Prakash Jagannath Swami Ki, Shri Vipalamba Keter Jagannath Puri Dhamma Ki, Shri Keter Dham Parikrama Ki, Shri Dha Prabhupada Ki, Samabeda Bhakta Binda Ke, Gopremanande, Vancha Kapadaru Bhishcha Kripa Sindhu Bhyeva Cha Patita Nam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo.